Virtual Radio 2.
BBC.
And today, the NHS should not be going anywhere near homeopathy and natural remedies, according to some high-profile doctors. The Tory leader makes a speech saying the key to life is money, not happiness. That's pretty obvious, so why has he been sat on for saying it? Nottingham is England's most dangerous city. It's crime capital, say researchers. The council leader replies, withdraw your report. And how a thing called FreeCycle will let you furnish your house with stuff other people were throwing out of theirs.
BBC Radio 2.
To the newsroom first and the very latest from Fran Godfrey.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good afternoon. The Home Secretary, John Reid, has described the immigration system as not fit for purpose. Appearing before the Commons Home Affairs Committee in the past hour, he said he'd ordered a fundamental overhaul of the Immigration and Nationality Directorate. Earlier, in a written parliamentary statement, Mr. Reid said that 85 serious foreign offenders who weren't considered for deportation on release from prison remain at large. He said 21 had committed crimes after their release. Here's our Home Affairs correspondent, Danny Shaw.
Of more than 1,000 foreign prisoners released without deportation being considered, Mr. Reid said deportation had now started in 999 cases, though well over half have yet to be detained or removed. 186 offenders are classed as serious criminals, among them 4 murderers. Mr. Reid said they had now been detained, but 23 of the most serious former prisoners, including sex offenders, are still unaccounted for. One explanation for the government's failure to deport foreign prisoners is that the Home Office was concentrating instead on removing asylum seekers. New figures showing a record number of asylum removals lend weight to this view.
A group of top doctors is calling for the NHS to stop funding complementary medical treatments such as homeopathy. It says their benefits are unproven and the money could be better spent elsewhere. Today, Prince Charles is to give a speech in support of complementary medicines to the World Health Organization. Warwickshire police are appealing for help to find out what happened to a newborn baby whose body was found in a plastic bag in a river near Stratford-upon-Avon. The girl, whom officers have named Lily, suffered several injuries, including a fractured skull. A Greek and a Turkish fighter jet have crashed in disputed airspace over the southern Aegean Sea. A Greek defence official says it's not yet known what's happened to the pilots. Just days after its UK release, the producers of The Da Vinci Code have said a sequel to the film is on the way. Sony Pictures has announced it's to make the film version of Dan Brown's first religious thriller, Angels and Demons. BBC News, it's 3 minutes past 12. We'll have more at 1 o'clock.
Thanks, Fran. And welcome. It's Radio 2's main argument against privatisation here. A show they can't sell, because no one would buy it.
Now
best their new one. And later we talk about David Cameron, the Tory leader, yesterday making that speech saying the key to life is happiness, not money. I need to make sure I get that the right way around. And today he'll open his papers, and in a number of papers see people really laying into him for saying that. Is criticism of David Cameron justified? 0500 288 291. We'll hear about Nottingham, which researchers have declared England's most dangerous city, its crime capital. And some people in the city are furious about that. And Freecycle, the new website that lets you throw things out without throwing them away. First, does alternative or complementary medicine really work? Some people will use nothing but treatments such as homeopathy. Perhaps most well-known for doing so is Prince Charles. But today, a group of British scientists have urged the NHS to reject the use of complementary medicine and spend their funds on treatments based on solid evidence, as they put it. They're targeting things like natural remedies. The scientists say it is unacceptable to fund what they call unproven or disproved treatments when health trusts are trying to balance their books. A letter published today by 13 scientists has also been sent to the Prince of Wales, who's making a speech on the subject in Geneva today. He takes the opposite view. We speak first of all to Mrs. Jane Gilchrist. You're 93 years old, Jane.
That's right.
And you're a big advocate of homeopathy.
I certainly am.
Which means what precisely?
Well, first of all, I run a group in Bromley, and we were responsible for the very first outreach homeopathic clinic within the NHS. Now in its 11th year in Bromley. We support medical homeopathy mainly, that is doctors who are practicing homeopathy.
Okay, Professor David Colquhoun is on the line, who's one of the signatories to the letter which is urging trusts to reject complementary medicine. You don't mind it existing, David, you just don't think the NHS should be spending its money on it, right?
That's absolutely right, yes. What people choose to spend their own money on is their own business. They're free to have their wallets emptied if they want.
To what extent is the NHS spending on homeopathy, natural remedies and so on?
That's a very good question. I haven't yet succeeded in getting that out of the Department of Health, so the answer is that we don't know. We know particular things, like the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital costs about $4 million a year to run, and that they just spent $20 million rebuilding it. And now that's quite a lot of money when compared with the deficit that same trust is running.
Jane, is that the hospital that you're involved with?
That is the hospital I work, and of course it is part of the UCLH trust.
And why would it deserve to have public money when so many of these remedies are unproven?
All I can say is that, first of all, the homeopathy saves the NHS a great deal of money. The professor may not have thought of that or know it, but that when the children, for instance, go to my clinic with eczema and are cured after two visits and never have to go again about to the GP, or children have coughs and colds through the winter and their immune system is built up with homeopathy, they are not continually at the GP. All this is saving the NHS money. And of course we have what we know too, teeth. Tried everything else, try homeopathy. So we get all the things that nobody else can handle. And I think we save the NHS a great deal of money.
David?
Well, yes, children with coughs and colds, everybody knows that you get better from a cough and cold with or without homeopathy. Most of the illusion that it's working is simply that things get better of their own accord. There really isn't, partay Mrs. Gilchrist, the slightest reason to think that it boosts the immune system. Of course, it might make you feel happier that you feel you're doing something about it, but it doesn't boost the immune system. No, it doesn't.
Well, you say that with great certainty, but Jane Gilchrist is 93, so she's got more experience than you, hasn't she?
She's older than me, yes. Not as much older as I would wish, but...
but she's been around a bit.
Yes,
I have medical history longer than the professor, but I certainly have more experience in homeopathy, and I can assure him that if, like me, he was at the Royal Homeopathic Hospital working as a volunteer running our snack bar for the patients and the staff, he would find how many people are benefiting by it. And as for those who, as he says, say it's all in the mind, I can only say this. I suggest that they talk to Jenny Pittman, whose horses used to be treated always with the homeopathy and acupuncture, and ask the farmers in Oxfordshire and the like where our vets treat the cattle and the dogs and the cats everywhere.
So you say that
they don't know what's being done, nor do babies.
Well, hang on, we're going into animals here, which isn't the NHS traditionally, but you're saying that if it works on animals, it must work on humans.
Well, I mean, what I mean it proves is it's not all in the mind.
Professor?
Well, that's if it does work on animals, but the evidence that it works on animals is actually pathetically bad. I mean, this really is just wishful thinking, I'm afraid.
Well, I think that's what we said, right. That. He doesn't talk to animal owners or the vets. I do.
Oh, I've been into it quite a lot, actually. There's a very good site called Vet Voodoo, I think, vetvoodoo.com or something like that. There are many vets who are as cross about the expenditure on complementary medicine in veterinary medicine as there are people who are cross about the spending in the NHS.
Well, hang on, you're accusing Jane of not having done her research, and now you're telling us that you've been on a website to do yours.
Well,
I've communicated with vets who are very sceptical about the claims made for homeopathy in veterinary medicine, just as we are rather sceptical about the claims made in conventional medicine.
And this is a very serious letter you've written, Professor, isn't it? Because it's getting a lot of attention today. You're saying to the government, look, hang on here, we are spending more and more money on an area that's unproven. And there have been a number of studies, I know, which you believe say that there really isn't the evidence to back up homeopathy.
Well, homeopathy is perhaps the easiest one to dispose of. Things like acupuncture are more difficult to assess. There's really margin for doubt in that case. But in homeopathy, really, both The Lancet and Professor Ernst, who also signed this letter, although he's a professor of complementary medicine, they've had 150 years or so to prove themselves they haven't done it, and it is time that this particular illusion was dropped.
Jane?
We all know about Professor Ernst, and I'd prefer not to say what I think about him. However, the thing about homeopathy is this question of it being unproven. It is difficult. It's because, unlike orthodox medicine, it depends on the person, not on the symptom. And often, people with the same symptoms have completely different remedies because they are different people. Everybody is unique. And the medicine you're given doesn't depend only on your symptoms. And that's what makes it difficult to produce data on the subject. But some research has been done and has been proven, and published even in The Lancet not so very long ago.
Well, so, isn't it true, though, Jane, that some of these... Sorry to interrupt, Jane, that some of these remedies, they are diluted so many times over that there's nothing left of the original chemical that was in there?
Except physicists are now getting around to the idea that there is memory left in molecules.
Memory of what, though?
Memory of a molecule.
So the molecule's gone, but somebody can remember it?
The memory is left in the liquid, as in water, I believe they have been discovering.
But nobody really believes that, do they?
Well, don't they? I don't know. I know that it works. Therefore, I do believe it. I know that something must be left. Otherwise, why does it work? I only know that at 93, I have had serious heart disease, I'm told. I am a patient for doctors being examined at Lewisham Hospital. I'm told I have murmurs of all kinds, of all things wrong with my heart. And yet, I am perfectly well able to do everything because I take homeopathic remedies for my heart and have done for 23 years. And they say to me, the cardiologist says to me, just go on taking the same thing. I've never had one like you.
Thank you very much indeed. Mrs. Jane Gilchrist, 93-year-old advocate of homeopathy, still going strong, and Professor David Colquhoun, who's written that letter to the NHS to say you really should stop spending money on it. Do email us.
It was a summer night and a beach was burning, and there was all over the sand. Oh, well, I